Proclamation number 6133 of 12th of December, 1954. God's grant of grace and rejection from man. I truly only want to make you happy. I want to give you gifts, but you don't accept my gifts. I want to shower you with graces, but you don't pay attention to them. You pass by when you are offered the most delicious things. If your Father in heaven himself addresses you to bring you light and strength, my admonishing and loving words have no effect on you. They fall on your ears and you would much rather listen to the sounds of the world. You have your eyes fixed on it and therefore don't recognize the one who lovingly offers you his gifts of grace. And thus you remain poor. You cannot gather spiritual goods because you yourselves reject the one who wants to give them to you. And one day you will feel your poverty bitterly when it is too late. My love can only give to you as you allow it. I cannot force anything on you against your will. And if you reject me and my gifts of grace, your state will one day be miserable, yet through your own fault. Believe that I love you and that I want to prepare a life of bliss for you and that I only approach you again and again in earthly life for this reason. Be it directly with my word, be it through suffering or illness. I only ever want to draw your attention to me so that I can then speak to you and my words will not remain without impression on you. My fatherly love is concerned about every single one of its children and does everything that can bring them salvation. Yet I leave you free will and therefore it is up to you whether you listen to me, whether you let me give you gifts, and whether you reciprocate my love for you. Yet one day you will be indescribably blissful if you listen to me. But poor and wretched you will enter the kingdom of the beyond if you close your ear and reject my hand of giving. You will bitterly regret it one day when you realize who has stepped in your way, whom you have rejected. And you will have to struggle hard to attain only a part of what you need and what was abundantly available to you on earth. My love always wants to and will help but never curtail your will. You are free to decide for yourselves but therefore you also have to bear responsibility for your soul. One day it will have to accept the fate your will has created for it on earth. Suffering and torment and darkness are a life full of light and bliss. Amen.